every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Stanbic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
It is 18 hours on Phoenix FM. Up next, the Phoenix FM main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonze. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win normally 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chaliro ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters.
The headlines. Economic Crimes Court queried over delay in Bowman Lusambo's appeal judgment. DEC arrests 5 FRA employees over alleged forgery in Monze and Mumbwa. In global news, Nigeria apologizes over Burkina Faso military flight that saw 11 servicemen detained. To present the news, I'm Lucivilo Gondwe. Lawyers representing jailed former Lusaka Province Minister Bowman Lusambo have written to the High Court Division of the Economic and Financial Crimes Court, raising concern over the delayed delivery of judgment in his appeal case. According to a letter filed by Likando Kalaluka and Company, Mr. Lusambo has asked the court to explain why judgment in his appeal, reserved for 25th August 2025, has not yet been delivered. The lawyers have noted that the appeal was heard on 21st May 2025 and adjourned for judgment on 25th August 2025, a timeline that they argue exceeds the six-month case disposal period prescribed for matters before the Economic and Financial Crimes Court Division. They further state that Mr. Lusambo remains incarcerated after being denied bail and warn that any additional delay risks rendering any eventual appeal insignificant if the accused is made to serve a sentence before the appeal can be heard. Mr. Lusambo was jailed in 2024 to 4 years imprisonment with hard labor after pleading not guilty to 10 counts of corrupt acquisition of public property, possession of property suspected to be proceeds of crime, tax evasion, and conspiracy to defraud. The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has arrested 5 suspects in connection with forgery offences allegedly committed between 1st April 2024 and 10th December 2025 in Monze and Mumbwa districts of Southern and Central Provinces, respectively. DEC Public Relations Officer Alan Tamba confirmed the arrests, stating that the suspects are employees of the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, and are accused of forging official documents to facilitate the illegal issuance of maize stocks. Mr. Tamba explains that in the first incident, Pamela Hanyati, 44, a marketing officer, and Florida Banda, also aged 44, a marketing assistant, allegedly forged an FRA statement of account by duplicating goods issue notes. He says that forged documents reportedly indicated the issuance of 1,000 by 50 kilogram bags of white maize to the Zambia National Service, ZNS, valued at approximately 340,000 kwacha, when no such issuance occurred. Mr. Tamba further explains that in the second case, Fale Sibanda, 41, and Jimmy Gomile, 35, both marketing assistants at FRA, are alleged to have jointly forged an FRA statement of account, falsely purporting that 686 by 50 kilogram bags and 625 by 50 kilogram bags of white maize were issued to ZNS valued at 432,630 kwacha. He says the third incident involves Gavin Habolo, age 34, also a marketing assistant at the FRA, who allegedly forged an FRA statement of account whilst acting together with other persons unknown.
The mentioned suspects have since been released on police bond and are expected to appear before a competent court soon. We wish to urge members of the general public to desist from engaging in fraudulent activities which have potential to undermine the nation's economic development. We further wish to call on members of the general public to continue reporting suspicious activities to law enforcement agencies.
Government says it remains committed to promoting environmental conservation and strengthening climate resilience across all sectors of the economy. Speaking during a tree planting exercise at the Lusaka South Multi-Facility Economic Zone, MFES, where 3,000 trees were planted, Green Economy and Environment Permanent Secretary Doughty Chibamba said most of the ministry's policies are focused on responsible natural resource management, climate smart investments, and increased private sector participation to address environmental challenges. Dr. Chibamba has urged stakeholders not only to plant trees, but also ensure their proper care, monitoring, and survival.
We remain firmly committed to promoting environmental conservation and climate resilience across all sectors of the economy. Our policies and programs are designed to encourage responsible natural resource management, climate smart investments, and increased private sector participation in environmental stewardship. An initiative such as this one aligns directly with Zambia's national climate and green growth aspirations.
At the same event, the MFES Acting Managing Director, Enonge Gondwe, says the facility has embarked on a tree planting program targeting 10,000 trees, noting that 2,500 trees were planted last year. Ms. Gondwe explains that the initiative is aimed at striking a balance between commercial development and environmental conservation.
I'm pleased to highlight that this initiative is supported through a memorandum of understanding under which Vivo Energy and its partners have pledged to donate a total of 10,000 trees. Our first tree planting event, which also served as the launch of this initiative, took place last year. Today marks our second tree planting exercise. To date, Vivo Energy has delivered a total of 5,500 trees towards this pledge.
Meanwhile, Vivo Energy Zambia, which donated the 3,000 trees to the MFES, says the initiative is part of its corporate social responsibility to the communities it serves, as well as its efforts to combat climate change. Vivo Energy Zambia Communications Manager Jolwe Kanyemba says the company remains committed to supporting environmental sustainability initiatives.
It is our contribution to combating climate change. It is our investment in the communities we serve and the nation we call home. With our goal of 1 million trees, every sampling we plant today is a seed of hope. A hope for cleaner air, a healthier ecosystem, and a more resilient Zambia. Together, we are not just planting trees. We are planting the foundations of a greener, more sustainable future for all Zambians.
Access Bank Zambia Limited has been awarded an A-plus credit rating by Premier Rating Services Limited, PRS, Zambia's pioneering credit rating agency, licensed by the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC. The rating follows a comprehensive independent assessment conducted between September and October 2025. Announcing the development in Lusaka today, Access Bank Zambia Acting Managing Director Ihiani Nwogu says the rating strengthens the bank's foundation and expands its opportunities. Dr. Nwogu says the rating is a clear reflection of the bank's solid financial performance, strong risk culture, and sound governance framework. And PRS Board Chairperson Chishimba Yumbe has described the rating as a significant achievement for the bank.